Welcome to the John Lothian News Daily Update podcast for August 26, 2024. I am your host, John Lothian. This podcast is brought to you by John Lothian News, the home of MarketsWiki and MarketsWiki Education. Thank you for joining us. Here are the hits and takes comments from today's JLN. I normally head up to Wisconsin on weekends to enjoy the summer weather alongside beautiful Geneva Lake. That is a nice way of saying I head up north to do work on the family home I bought from my brothers after our mother died. There is no end to the project to keep the house and the gardens in shape. One perk of the house is the proximity to the lake and the ability to go jump in the lake to cool off. Except this weekend, for the first time I can remember, the beaches were closed around the lake and there was a recommendation from an intermunicipal environmental group not to go swimming because of a blue-green algae bloom. The algae bloom can cause health problems in humans, pets, and other animals. The next 2 days in the Chicago area are going to be among the summer's hottest, Bloomberg reports. Temperatures will reach 96 degrees Fahrenheit today and 98 degrees Fahrenheit tomorrow. However, it will cool off after that. It looks like it is going to be a good day for a water balloon fight. In the capital and derivatives markets, you can worry about a new competitor coming out of left field, to use a baseball term. eBay was always a worry, especially with its powerful owner Google behind it. Now the Swedish retailer IKEA is getting into the space with a second-hand furniture reselling site, a peer-to-peer marketplace called IKEA Pre-Owned, the Financial Times reported. On Friday, the New York Stock Exchange welcomed Scouting America, the new name for Boy Scouts of America, to be officially adopted in February 2025, to the podium above its trading floor to ring the closing bell to celebrate the kickoff of their fall membership drive. In honor of the occasion, Harrison Gray, an Eagle Scout from Troop 13 in Springfield, Illinois, rang the bell. FIA and FIA Operations Division held another successful golf outing last month, raising over $36,000 to support two important organizations, the Greater Chicago Food Depository and the Greenwood Project. Depending on how the U.S. presidential election turns out, we could end up with Elon Musk heading up NASA, according to a story in the Wall Street Journal, which quotes Donald Trump promoting the idea. The Wall Street Journal writer likes the idea. There is another story of dubious origins and reliability that says Gary Gensler will be Kamala Harris's pick to head the Department of the Treasury in her administration. CoinDesk's Ben Schiller weighs in with a story titled About That Gary Gensler for Treasury Secretary Story, a bombshell alleged revelation spread fast yesterday, but was it true? Bruce Blythe, a veteran writer and professional storyteller, has joined Farm Futures Farm Progress as a senior editor of Commodity Markets, he shared on LinkedIn. Bruce does some occasional writing for us for some external publications we outsource too. Our most read stories from our previous edition of JLN Options were U.S. options market is in early innings of growth from markets media. European retail traders turn to futures as sophistication increases from Eurex. And buy the dip in the VIX, strategist concludes after watching Powell from Yahoo Finance. Subscribe to the free JLN Options newsletter with a link in today's JLN. Here are more stories from the first read section of today's JLN. Here's a video from our IDX coverage. Trading Technology Strategic Integration, a New Era of Futures TCA. In a recent interview at the FIA's IDX conference in London, Peter Weller, Executive Vice President and Managing Director of Data and Analytics at Trading Technologies, TT, shared insights into the evolving landscape of transaction cost analysis, TCA, in the futures markets. Weiler, who joined TT following its acquisition of Abel Noser Solutions, discussed the unique challenges and opportunities in the adoption of TCA, as well as its potential impact on competition between major exchanges like CME and FMX. You can watch this video on johnlothiannews.com. And then here's a message from our friends at FTSE Russell. The Russell 2000 Index brings data-rich detail to the investable small-cap segment. See the new Russell 2000 quarterly chart book for the second quarter of 2024 update on index performances, industries, and risks in the small-cap market. The Russell 2000 chart book offers you the ability to drill down on the information and research you value most. Have patience as exhibit graphics may take a moment to resolve on screen. View the report with a link in today's newsletter. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, long COVID knocked a million Americans off their career paths. Years after infection, even answering email remains arduous for many. Among COVID's superlatives is the blow it dealt to people's career paths en masse. Never before have so many Americans redone their relationships with work as a result of one public health crisis. More than 4 years after the pandemic began, some are still reckoning with how to balance their livelihoods, their lives with long COVID, the chronic condition doctors are still trying to understand. People at the height of careers in finance, technology, and healthcare are operating without clarity on when or if they can resume the path they once laid out. My comment, I would say this number is way undercounted. Here's another story, this one from the Wall Street Journal. The headline, the Surveillance and Exchange Commission, the agency imposes $393 million in fines against firms for failing to track the personal phones of its employees. Does Gary Gensler believe there's a limit to his power? It doesn't appear so after the Securities and Exchange Commission this month dunned 26 financial firms for failing to track employee off-channel communications. The SEC chairman wants to surveil what Wall Street traders are doing on their personal phones. The SEC's $393 million in fines are the latest round in Mr. Gensler's WhatsApp sweep. More than five dozen firms have been fined some $2 billion for allegedly violating SEC record-keeping rules because some employees used non-company phones and messaging apps to communicate about business. My comment, sticks and stones may break Gary's bones, but he will debone you in his office hours. Here's the next story, this one from the Financial Times. The headline, the risks and returns of the ultimate market portfolio. Looking sharp. 60 years ago this September, the Journal of Finance published a dense paper on an obscure topic by an unknown academic called William Sharpe. It bombed. The first version had actually been rejected by the JOF 2 years earlier for containing too many assumptions, and the initial reaction to capital asset prices, a theory of market equilibrium under condition of risk, was not so much hostile as non-existent. My comment. I'm thinking of creating something called the Madden Index. It looks at the qualitative aspects of traders rather than quantitative ones. It is named after Thomas Madden, a former Price Group / LIT / Merrill Lynch / E.F. Hutton executive that I worked with at the Price Group and LIT. Tom taught me to look at the quantitative aspects of a trader. One of the reasons I gave up my CTA is analyzing myself using that approach. Here's a message from JLN. LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward fundraiser. On September 25th, the Pathway to Adventure Council of The Boy Scouts of America is hosting the LaSalle Street Move Scouts Forward event at the Chicago Board of Trade building. This annual tradition dating back to 1971 brings together professionals from LaSalle Street to support scouting in our community. The highlight of the evening will be a Pinewood Derby race. You'll have the opportunity to build your own car or lease one at the event. It's a fantastic way to tap into your competitive spirits while enjoying cocktails and delicious food with colleagues and friends. Your participation will directly benefit scouting programs that help develop leadership skills and character in our youth. There are various sponsorship levels available to suit your preferences. The event will be held at Ceres with plans to move outdoors if weather permits. It's a perfect opportunity to network, have fun, and make a difference. Register with the link in today's newsletter. Here are the top three stories from Friday's JLN. Our top story Friday was Bank of Japan Governor Kazuo Ueda warns global markets are unstable from the Financial Times. Second was a time-honored strategy puts your retirement at risk of financial ruin from the Wall Street Journal. Third was the new etiquette of negotiating with your real estate agent from the Wall Street Journal. Here are the top three stories from the lead section of today's JLN. The first story is from Bloomberg. The headline, China won't ban bond trading but seeks risk in buying frenzy. PBOC didn't and won't end debt trading, people familiar say. Beijing hopes to warn off macro risks on bonds, they add. The People's Bank of China did not seek to, nor will it seek, to ban legitimate investments or trading in its government bonds, but it sees risk in a buying spree of the securities, according to people familiar with the matter. The PBOC gave risk warnings to some small and medium-sized financial institutions, which had significantly boosted holdings of long-dated bonds within a short time, according to people familiar with the central bank's thinking. Any rumor of the PBOC's banning overnight debt trading was a misinterpretation and is something the central bank will not do, they said. Here's another story, this one from Bloomberg. The headline, traders stuck in LME queue vent fury at warehouse's fee hike. Traders complain as ISTM hikes fee to redeliver metal to $50. Increase comes as prices spread make it costly to keep metal. The London Metal Exchange is looking into a sharp administrative fee hike at warehouse operator ISTM Metals after receiving complaints from traders who say the increased cost is putting them under pressure and fueling distortions in the aluminum market. ISTM is one of the main operators in the LME's warehousing network, which plays a crucial role in the plumbing of global metals markets by allowing traders to make or take delivery of metal when their futures contracts expire. And lastly, here's a story from the South China Morning Post. The headline, China's broker-butcher regulator puts on charm to instill confidence, revive stocks. China's chief capital market regulator has called on leading state-run investment institutions and private asset managers to step up their presence and help revive confidence among investors in the underperforming $8.2 trillion stock market. I hope institutional investors will continue to maintain their confidence and composure, Wu Qing, chairman of the China Securities Regulatory Commission, the CSRC, said on Sunday in a statement on its website. They should continuously strengthen the buying power, help investors obtain reasonable returns, enhance investors' confidence and trust, and increasingly become a stabilized for market operation. We're grateful for your attentive listening to the John Lothian News Daily Update. Please spread the word about our podcast among your friends. We would greatly appreciate it if you could spare a moment to leave a review on Apple Podcasts or whatever platform upon which you access this podcast. Your reviews play a crucial role in introducing our content to new listeners. Also, if you haven't subscribed to the daily John Lothian newsletter email yet, you can enjoy a complimentary 90-day trial by visiting johnlothiannews.com/trial. Thank you for your valued support. Have a great day and stay safe and treat people the same way you want to be treated, with respect, equality, and justice. This has been John Lothian. Goodbye. This podcast has been produced by Andrew Lothian. ¶¶